Oh man, well, just another day of being here on the internet and all that jazz. So many things caught up, but then there's so many things I gotta catch up on. And I see they're still arguing about Warhammer 40K over there. I see, like, once again, people are still showing that it doesn't take much to have a disagreement come up in sorts. I wonder if they even know about conflict resolution and all that jazz. And then you realize we're all really not going anywhere. We're still in the same spot as we always are because we have to once again pretend that we're right about things. And then, of course, I see Threads are more or less is becoming the sad depository for people's sorrows and shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Like, we don't talk about it enough on this. But we're going to go ahead and take care of it anyway because welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio.
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, and sitting back here for episode 333, and it is a afternoon special. You know, how often do we do those, guys? We usually do them, like, on Saturdays, right, where it's, like, breakfast with J-Man, and now here you go. You got a little bit of a late lunch session with J-Man, we could call it, or something like that. But, man, I'm telling you, it feels so good to be here. I know it seems like the timing of schedules is off a little bit. It is, because I had to really work on this alternative work. But let me tell you something. In addition to getting this series set up, it's for a good cause. It's time to do some J360 TV stuff. And that includes Jams TV. So I want to keep you guys, you know, on, you know, aware of what we're trying to do. And let me just tell you this, it's all paying off because, man, I went back and looked at all this cool stuff that's happening and all these plans I got. This is gonna be sweet. Yeah, J360 Radio is still happening too. Don't get it twisted now. But it's like the way I got it all functional and the way this is all going down and like the little experiment we did for Jams 89 last week. I mean, this has to happen. So it's like we step it up each and every single time. You know, and whether it works or not, at least you can say you did it. You know what I mean? So anytime that you create and you do a great experiment, that's what it's supposed to be. But there are people out here that they do experiments and they get entitled about it and then they're not even having fun with it. That's really a damn shame. The world we live in is interesting, to say the least. But nowadays, I don't even think it's on that level of stupidity anymore. I just think it's all about entitlement and disrespect and just blatantly evil. Like, a lot of this stuff is just evil. They don't want you to even exercise the ability to say, you know, something's not for you. It has to automatically be for you because you are, quote unquote, you could be any version of, like, let's say, like, what is it? It's like they're trying to force diversity on people too, when at the same time it's like the people that they're actually going for probably don't even like this stuff. Like how they're always trying to include people in things on something that they don't want. I mean, there are people out there I know that don't like comics and they just don't like comics. But people always keep sitting here saying stuff about like, I need to be a part of this. I need to be all over this. And it's like, but why though? There's so many different hobbies. There's so many different things to do. There's so many things that, like, you know, gardening and all. In addition to, like, sports. Some people are heavily into sports and some people are not heavily into sports. Some people are not into manga, like, as much as you think they are. But the thing is that there are people that are trying to force include people into stuff. And I don't think that's cool. I think, if anything, we should all exercise freedom of choice. And that being said, for things that you like to do, things that you tolerate doing, which usually comes into, like, work. Your 9-to-5 is usually something you tolerate. most people don't like their job, you know? And then there's that one thing where we all go to sleep and stuff, you know? But I think, once again, we're in this situation where we have the freedom of choices. People are trying to make choices for us. And because, like, some people want to make money off of things and enticing you to go ahead and jump into something that's popular. You might like something that's not entirely popular. You might like something that, once again, somebody never thought of and all that kind of stuff. And it's okay for you to do such. But this world doesn't want you to feel okay being confident in yourself, being self-sufficient, being all about things that mean something to you. And that's really sad because, once again, they want to control people. And that's what that argument about, you know, Warhammer 40K seems to be about, or all these people being upset about anything in video games, male gaze, or any of this stuff, because they don't have control over it. You know, that's what that all leads to. But let me tell you something you do have control over. You have control over your temperament. You have control over the things you want to go for. You have control over your choices until you tell them to everybody else. You have control over yourself. Usually. And as you do have control over yourself, let's talk about content creating. Is it for everybody? The answer is no. It's not for everybody. There are some people that love this stuff and they love the drama and everything with it. And then there are people out here that, once again, they want to create art. They want to create music. They want to make themselves the icon. Now, there is the moment where, like, social media will make it seem like your ego's inflated and the numbers that you see will make you think of a certain thing, make you think that you're better than other people, but at the same time, you're really not. And those numbers can be increased at 1 minute and can be downsized the next minute because that's just the way the internet is. And people get fickle sometimes. Some people probably will not like your art at first, but then later on they might come back to it. You know, but I get it all the time where whenever I log in on social media and stuff, they always like, hey, we cracked the algorithm code. We can help you get such and such amount of views and all that kind of stuff if you just go ahead and give us extra money about things, when I just bought equipment. And that equipment that I have is going to make the art that I use, that's going to get me the views and the organic growth that I want anyway. It may not be 100% fast, but at least it'll be enjoyable. It'll be a sustainable journey. And at least I actually make connections. But you see, nobody wants to do anything steady. Nobody wants to do anything with patience and stuff. You see it on any of these message boards all the time, because that's what they really are. Like Facebook and all this shit, they're just glorified message boards. And you see, you're going to see people come in and chime and throw their 2 cents on this. You're going to see people think things out of context. You're going to see people do all these things that, once again, it's like, you know, that stuff didn't mean anything a long time ago. Remember when you just did stuff because you did it? Go back to that. Normalize creating because you wanted to create. See, before jams and before all that stuff, I say this a lot, but I want you all to really understand it. Most J-Man fans do understand this. I didn't make this show to be liked. I made this show because I had something to say. Like, I don't agree with third wave feminism. Personally, I think that ruined dating. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's going on in the job markets right now, because they're acting like high school too, where, like, say you went for a job that was well paying and all, and it seemed like you had the job, and then all of a sudden they ghosted you at the last minute. Like, that's not cool. That's not even professional, but it happens. And then there's all this other circumstances with housing and infrastructure being piss poor. And say you move to a nice neighborhood, but that nice neighborhood goes downhill because, you know, too much construction going on nearby and all this other crazy shit. It's a matter of anything that happens in life and how you deal with it. And, you know, the thing about it is nobody wants to hear the conversation of, hey, I'm tired of this shit and I would like this to change for betterment instead of controlling people. You see what I'm saying? The only time I'll ever really chime in on something is if it's affecting my livelihood at some point or another, or if it's really messing with my community. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see me bust over into a cosplayer's community and tell them, hey, stop doing all that slutty shit. It's making the characters look bad. If anything, when they do all that stuff that they do, that just represents what they're all about. And they seem to have fun and stuff like that. Good on them. I don't give a damn anymore. You know, or if it's something that affects the filmmaking industry that I'm working in here, because, you know, running a business is not cheap. I got to make money too, baby. That's just the way that is. And it's not a bad thing. Or, like, you know, I always go at OnlyFans all the time. The only reason why I go at OnlyFans all the time is because that seems to be the gateway for, like, all these people running around talking about women being independent. Once again, it's something that's easy, low effort, and, well, at this moment in time, all the rage, but they're not making as much money as you think they are. A lot of this stuff is fake. They might not be living in that high-rise apartment. They might just be running through that high-rise apartment whenever they go over there. They might be living in a tent somewhere. You don't know. The reality of the whole thing is out there in front of you, and if you see that it's not all it's cracked up to be, don't dive into it for that. Let your art tell something, all right? And see, later on, you know, the J360 Power Play, J360 Jam, Cyclone, any of the shows that I made spun off of the J-Man show. And the truth is because, like, I deal with these other things. You know what I mean? I love sports. I love gaming. I love anime. I love comics and stuff. And the way I go about it is my own spin and my own art. You know what I mean? Whether people like it or whether people don't, that's up to them. But at the end of the day, I like it enough to keep doing the damn thing. You know? And then I also have a bunch of people that work with me, and they got their own interests too. And if they are dedicated, they can get their spot. But we do not do things because people with dyed hair and think that life owes them something is going to arm twist us into doing it. We don't do that shit. Remember that whole thing? Like, don't talk to me like I owe you money. I don't owe you a damn thing. And the truth is that you're not going to get any sort of latent entitlements from us. Not here. And I don't think any of y'all need to be running around acting like that. Like, if your friends were really your friends, they wouldn't ask much from you. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how some of y'all will change for other people, but other people won't change for you. Do not fall into that. That's a trap in itself. Because I remember season 2 of Jams, and I let my ego flex a little bit. Yeah, I don't even hang around with some of them people. But, you know, truth to term here, that is a part of me and I understand it. And the truth is that, yeah, I felt really good about it because a lot of people said that show wasn't going to last. But guess what? It's on its way to 100 episodes and lasted 4 years. So what the hell do they know, right? Same thing with the J-Man show. The J-Man show was supposed to stop at episode 10 and we would have made it to 8 seasons and then some. But you know why? Because I just create. I don't give a damn. People will say whatever the hell they want to say, and they think they're right. People will go on about anything and think they're right and cause nothing but disarray to each other. Because most terrible, I think the pathway to hell is laden with the best intentions, right? Isn't that the way that saying goes? It's a damn shame sometimes where we are as a people. And you realize, like, we always have, those of us in the indie community, unless we're getting pulled up by mainstream wants our work. Mainstream wants our work because they lost their way years ago. They're over there grasping at straws of trying to find the next big thing. And you can see it in the movies, you can see it in the television presentations. Even though TV's been doing good because a lot of those TV scripts were originally movie scripts that were turned into TV because that's steady work. Any wonder why I'm not really doing features right now? Because I'm doing series right now. I love doing series. Series is steady. Especially if your pilot was good. And chances are you might work on 1 to 3 pilots. But at least you got somewhere. You know? And eventually you are going to have to find a way to sell something. You're going to have to find a way to get it out there. You're going to have to find a way to really make things happen for you. And don't worry about, like, your subscriber count, your follower count, your view count. I mean, the fact is, you punch the algorithm in the dick every time you use, like, the upload button, believe it or not. I mean, and then, like, I see it, like, where people are on Threads and they try to appeal to the algorithm. And talking to the algorithm like it's a person is not going to help you. That shit is so stupid. I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry for talking about how you are handicapping your mental right now, trying to talk to a batch of codes that cannot reason with you. I don't give a damn what AI is. Yeah, you all seen that Meta AI shit, by the way? Yeah, good one, Facebook. Yeah, this is something else that you've made that won't work, much like Facebook dating, much like WhatsApp. And then you went ahead and tried to go ahead and kill Instagram, and, you know, because Instagram was the only thing keeping you afloat. Yeah, so good one, Zuckerberg, you fucking idiot. It's little things like that, y'all. And by the way, I have no problem telling a millionaire or a billionaire that they're fucking morons too. Because, like, they're so out of touch with this stuff. You can just see it all the time. The way Twitter's going. right down in the toilet. But then again, it's been in the toilet. We're probably on the other side of the refinery right now, and the shit just won't be clean. That's where we are as a people. But, you know, for, like, a lot of you select few out here, another thing that needs to stop would be generalizations. When people say, like Jerry Seinfeld. I love Jerry Seinfeld. I respect him. I enjoyed that show. And then not only that, like, he, you know, there are times where he's not really funny, but there's times where he's very knowledgeable. And, like, when you look at him as the knowledgeable person he is, I don't know why the hell he would say the movie business is dead. I disagree. The movie business is in a state of flux right now because the movie business doesn't know what the fuck it's doing. And there's quite a lot of the old ways that are there. They're not being used like they should. We are so worried about being liked by people. We're not out here trying to make content. You know what I mean? When you think about it, when you're trying to make your art and stuff like that, do you think Leonardo da Vinci gave a damn about being liked by people? Do you really think that Miles Davis gave a damn about being liked by people, or Clifford Brown, or Charlie Parker, or any of the great jazz musicians of the time, or, you know, any of the rock bands that you like? Do you think that they gave a flying fuck about being liked by everybody? Why do you feel as though you need to? You know what I'm saying? Like, I may never know any of the people who will buy the J360 merch and stuff like that, but I'm going to be thankful they did. I don't know how many people are even going to like this episode or the next episode of the J-Man Show, but I'm glad they listened. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or like if I'm doing like a Q&A or a smoke show sometimes, and y'all want to address me about stuff that I got wrong in your mind that I got wrong. Like if I'm talking about like how dating is hell, but at the same time you can make it through if you find somebody that really catches your vibe or not. Or how, like, you know, you should use as many different avenues to get where you need to be. Like some of y'all will be like terminally online instead of like working online and then also working in the real face-to-face world too. Like anybody that's sitting out here nowadays act like everybody is just strictly online. I'm not strictly online. I go out all the time. I have a great time, and, you know, I don't feel bad about it. All I know is that there's a lot of people not communicating like anything. And then, of course, you realize, like, the people who have hero worship of Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift just released an album not too long ago, and I saw so many people act like they were sad. They were happy a few hours ago, but then that album dropped, and then they all started having emotional and existential moments with themselves. Now, that's a lot of power in that music for her to make you feel that way, because music can motivate you and demotivate you, make you do anything. That's awesome. But guess what? So can your music. Like everybody on jams that I play, their music inspires me to keep going. It's good stuff. But I wish they wouldn't be so hard on themselves. And sometimes luck of the draw of being a creator, you will be hard on yourself. And then there's moments where you'll go through a dry period. And then there's moments where, like, you're just racking your brain hoping that you still got it and stuff. And the truth is, you never really lose it unless you're not using it. And then you got people that come out of nowhere saying, how would you feel if you quit music? How would you feel if nobody listened to your music and all that stuff? It's like, motherfucker, shut up! There's more depressing crap out here now than ever. I'll come in and I'll look at you and say, hey, look, that music was good to me. Would you like to be on J360 Jams for radio play? And then the other person that was over there asking that stupid question look at me like I'm weird. And I look back at him like, piss off, bitch. I'm making an opportunity for this person. That's why I'm here. You see what I'm saying? Not only am I still an active creator, I'm helping other creators too. That's what I do. And the sad part about it is, it's like, people look at me weird about it, but it's like, you're not doing anything to help people with that kind of questioning. It's just sad shit because self-doubt comes in so many ways. People are so akin and used to self-doubt. What about actual enjoyment and all that, you know? The people of the good activists out here that lie to you every damn day about actually making a difference, which they do not with their dye hair and their soy eating and all this other dumb shit that they do. You know, they want you to feel bad about stuff. They want you to feel like you have no chance of making it unless you're working with them. Me, on the other hand, I say, you know, when you work with me, that's cool. But at the end of the day, I know that you can go ahead and get as far as you need to. I know you can get your 10,000 true fans. I know you can do these things. But you don't have to go to any of the easy routes to do it. And if you just went ahead and recorded the stuff and you took the time to understand marketing, you can go as far as you need to. Don't pay $810 or above for any of these damn courses out here. Because if you're doing that shit, you might as well go to college for it. I'm letting you know. All right? And if you are just doing this as an enthusiast and as a hobbyist, that's cool too. See, the thing is about me, I went ahead into this because I loved it so much. I didn't want to do anything else. And I wanted this business to thrive. And we are thriving. And I'm staying on it and stuff like that. You never saw me say, oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and leave podcasting. Oh, man, I'm going to go ahead and leave filmmaking. I'm going to leave all this stuff because people are assholes and they might not watch my film. They're not going to watch the film if it's not made. Right? Ain't nobody going to be aware of anything if I'm not there. See, when you solve for X, you're supposed to make everything simpler for the problem to be resolved, right? If you solve for X and you removed yourself out of the whole damn plan, you didn't solve for nobody. That's like saying no for the other person. You see what I'm saying? So any of you morons that are out here on Threads and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, feeling bad about yourself and saying like, oh, well, this ain't gonna work out for me, I ain't gonna make it and all that jazz. Well, you're automatically right because you played yourself, you lying, dumb son of a bitch. And I'm letting you know that because it's like this. A lot of us, we talk about other people, but other people, if anything, are a reflection of what we could be. You could be all like that and stuff with the way some of these people are. And they act like they're better than anybody else, but guess what? As soon as your ass is in their rearview mirror, they're going to start getting scared because they got comfortable when they should have been practicing. You see what I'm saying? And when you do practice, know when to take breaks for yourself. And when you do do your writings, when you do do the things that matter to you, just like how I'm doing this right now, Doing J360 production as a whole matters to me. And doing the J-Man show especially matters to me. That's why I try to make sure that I have one of these days prepared for you. See what I'm saying? As I'm here right now live, because this was actually a pretty smooth Friday. But, yeah. I got to keep going. Just like those of you that want it so bad, you got to keep going. And if you do want it so bad, make sure you stay away from these would-be P. Diddy and Britt Ratner types. Because just because the Me Too movement happened doesn't mean that all the scum is gone. Do you see what I'm saying? All that stuff is out here. It's out here every day and all that. But that being said, though, do not be victimized because somebody's not cool with you. You got to kill that mindset, too, because both ends of this shit is not helping anything. There's a reason why people probably don't want to work with you. Maybe because you got more issues than a little bit. Or, you know, there's a reason why, like, I don't want to jeopardize any of my finances and it's somebody who doesn't even give a damn about themselves. You know? Like, the reason why I probably boot some of y'all out is because you sold out years ago, you fucked up then, and I'm not going to go ahead and have trash in the area that I built into an empire. It's just simple like that. Whether you be male, whether you be female, or whether you be indifferent to yourself, that's your damn problem. But I treat you all that in the way that I need to treat you, and I treat you with respect if you give respect. If you want to go ahead and throw down, you know, if I was there in that room with you, you would not say anything. I guarantee it. But I speak on this whole thing because you need to know this. It's tough love. But out here, ain't nobody gonna give a damn. Ain't nobody going to be all like, oh, you playing a violin and some shit about your sadness and your sorrows. Ain't nobody going to be over there and be like, hey, it's okay. Things ain't too bad and all that stuff. Yeah, there's going to be some people that do it, but when they don't get the right reaction from you, they're going to turn just as wicked as you were. But the truth is, you got to be about your art. Because, see, the thing is, you're not letting them down. No, you're not. Because people are fickle. They will go to the next one and the next one and probably somebody younger. That's just the way people are and that's just the way, like, all this shit has been programmed. But the most important person you're going to be letting down is yourself. That's why you should just create, talk when you need to, and keep doing what you love to do. You know? I don't give a damn who's ahead of me or who's behind me or all that shit. I don't even give a damn who's next to me. I'm still going to do what I got to do. You got to do what you got to do. And spending a lot of time on fucking social media, you could have actually learned that new technique. I mean, I had to dial it back. I remember one time where I was kind of on that terminally online stuff, but I dialed it back. I'm not really on Twitter like I used to be. I mean, most of the time it's for the new shows, and even then I'm gone at that point. So, yeah, you know, that's just the way I see our world sometimes. I hope that we could do better. I hope that we could be about something that really means a little bit more. And I'll be honest with you. Remember when I talked about how they try to push people into being for everyone and everybody likes them and all that stuff? That's a crock of shit. Not everybody likes me, and I don't like everybody, and I'm not for everybody. I said that years ago. I was like, I'm being true to myself, and those that resonate and vibe with me are the ones that get it. You know what I mean? What, I got to water down my story? I gotta go ahead and dim my light to make people feel comfortable? I'd rather you be uncomfortable as possible. I'd rather you be damn scared of me from time to time. Because you should be. I got things I got to do. And it just means that you are not going to stop me. Whereas you shouldn't let things stop you. You're not for everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Hell, I'll go ahead and I'll piss some people off right now. I don't like fat fucking women. I really don't. Like when I'm looking for love and stuff like that. And I see that you're up here and you know damn well you ain't brushed your teeth this morning. I don't want nothing to do with you. Hell, I don't even like the idea that I was overweight. Why do you think I'm in the gym? I mean, I'm just being perfectly honest with you. Like, body positivity doesn't mean what you think it means. Yeah, sure. Tolerate and accept other people's bodies. Yes. But once again, that doesn't mean that you go ahead and say, you like this, Jay? Because Jay don't. I don't give a fuck. All right? That's just me. I'm just not into fat women. You know, you can find other brothers out there that are into fat women and stuff like that. But these are facts. What do you want me to do? Lie to you, take you out on a date and say, nah, baby, don't eat that. Eat this instead. You know what I mean? Nah, baby, don't do all that stuff. Eat this. See, if I do all that shit, I'm not loving you for you. I'm not here to change nobody. See, some of these women out here think they can change people. Some of these men out here think they can change people. Not without them being a part of it. I'd rather accept you for you. And that being said, though, it's like I'm not against people in general. All right? The only time I'm ever against people in general is because, and I'll say this again, nobody's going to dislike you because of your sexual orientation, your religion, your money, or any of that other stuff. That's bullshit. Because money you can always get, religion you can always change. Whatever the hell you do to your body, that is your business. But here's the number one thing. People are going to dislike you because you are an asshole. All right? That's the number one reason why people would dislike anybody on this planet. It's because you're an asshole. You're trying to implement things that don't need to be changed and don't need to be reworked, which is pretty much what's going on at Warhammer 40K and any of these other franchises that are being changed up for no damn reason, like Star Wars, for instance. And let me just be perfectly honest, though, about Star Wars Outlaw. That game looks like trash, and Ubisoft should be ashamed of themselves. But I'm just being honest. Like the EA Star Wars games, they at least looked good. They didn't play good all the time, but they looked good. That shit just looks, ugh, put it back in, it ain't done yet. But I'm letting you guys know these things, simply because there's just a juvenile rhetoric thrown around and a weird idealistic way of looking at stuff. And it's just not helping. Like, none of this stuff is getting any better, and there's rules being implemented to keep stupid rules in play, and that's just not the way it works. To hell with that. You know? You don't need stupid rules like this, because how much money is it going to take to repeal this shit that you put into play? Like, you know, if there's some law that you can't humanly enforce, why the hell are you running with the idea? And I look at that at the government all the time. In addition to the people that surround us. And there's no reason for Homeland Security to be involved in gaming. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's actually real, by the way. Because if they don't like what you're saying, if they think the terminology is wrong, and of course they got an AI to actually search through this, because God forbid, like, a male or a female or whatever to be covering and looking into this kind of stuff and using the right rational mind, because computers have rational minds, right? Nah, computers cannot rationally think like humans can. Keep that in mind. No matter how good they are, they still have to ask for our suggestion on things. All right? I just want you to know that. But, you know, once again, there is no reason for that stuff. And the worst part about that is, if they see something that's out of turn according to them, they'll go ahead and they'll send that little beacon out, and people from the government will come crashing in. You know? Everybody suspect it. I don't care what it is. And the fact that they're doing that stuff, because people play video games a lot. I know I do. And the thing is, like, when I'm hanging with the homies and stuff, I'm shooting the shit. I'm having a good time. I'm nowhere near as politically correct as I am on this show. And it's a fact. Y'all seen Soda before. I'm wild as hell on that too. But, yeah, they're trying to see everything we do, trying to listen to everything we do, and they're trying to control us because they want this idealistic form of how life should be. Oh, we're all accepting each other. You can't have your own opinion. That's stupid. That's not the way that works. That's not the way life works. And considering all the things that I do, including both my jobs and all that stuff, yeah, no. You're going to have to give me a little, so go fuck yourself. That's what I say to that. Next thing you know is they don't want you to be an independent thinker. Oh, wait. That's right, they don't want you to be. That's terrible within itself. And that's the reason why I'm not in anybody's camp or in anybody's group and all that stuff. Because some of y'all love the circle jerk. Whereas with me, myself, if I tie people together, you know, into a panel, I want you all to have your opinion. Say what needs to be said. Get it off your chest. It ain't gonna hurt me. So, but it hurts you somehow, so I don't know how the hell that works, but whatever. So, here's my thing. You see what the world is, and you want to go ahead and make some changes? Well, you're going to have to tell society to go fuck itself sometime. And as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as you're being excellent to each other and stuff, what in the hell is the crime, right? Be good to yourself. Be good to people. Keep moving forward. Don't get hung up on somebody who just isn't into you. That's just life. Nobody owes you anything, and you don't owe anybody anything. Hopefully you don't anyway. But I gotta let you guys know that stuff, because this is the time to just create. We have the ability to be the new icons, to be the ones to change the game and stuff. But we're still playing small, or we're still getting caught up in stupid shit. And that's what needs to stop. All right. Well, I got to get on out of here. I would mention about Jams 90 right now, but if you pay attention, you'll know. And Jams 90 will be next Friday. So if anybody's interested, email j360jams@gmail.com, okay? There's your announcement. But until then, though, you guys take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.